Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And we know that there's been this bankruptcy hearing with Diamond Sports Group, and it seems like it's all finally wrapping up. The Royals still need to officially sign a new contract to make this, but it looks like things are trending towards potentially the Royals being on Amazon Prime. That is because FanDuel Networks, which is the new name for Bally, not to confuse everybody, FanDuel TV Network, FanDuel KC or whatever, it is already out there. You can, if you go on your TV guide or wherever, it's already switched over all the logos and everything, and you can watch Thunder games right now on FanDuel TV, essentially. But they agreed to a deal with Amazon that their products will be available and distributed through Amazon Prime. So it's looking like next year, the Royals very well could have their games on Amazon Prime.
Now, the only team without a deal so far, and I want to point that out.
Yes, it's kind of weird that the last one, I don't know if they have something else up their sleeve.
As of an hour ago, Evandrelli said they were still negotiating with them as the bankruptcy thing went through in court.
Yeah, my guess is that tells me they're just trying to... I don't think they're going to go somewhere else. I think it's just a financial. I don't think they're like negotiating. It's like they're going to go somewhere else. It's more probably of the specifics. So let's just say that happens. That means this year you would be able to watch Royals games through Amazon Prime. Now, the production, like same announcers and everything like that, that wouldn't change. But you would be able to not have to use the standalone FanDuel app or what would have been the Bally app. And we know that thing was not stable at times. It would crash a lot. So I like this. Now, yes, there's still an additional cost. That is something that everybody needs to know. There is still going to be an add-on cost. Whatever you pay for Amazon Prime, whether you do the monthly like 15 or you do the yearly 100 and whatever it is, you would have to pay separate for this opportunity to watch the Royals. We don't know the cost, Cody. We don't know if it's $19.99, $7.99, $12.99. Who knows? But it's going to be an additional cost. I just like it because it's something that I can have all in the same app that I already use for a bunch of other stuff, and that app is just 100 times better.
Well, Amazon is a massive company. I'm assuming they're going to know how to properly execute a game on their app. This is great news. Also, the big reason why this is great news is I think there's almost no chance it's going to cost what it costs now. Now, I'll be honest. I've seen people who'd be like, do I still have to pay?
How much does it cost now?
$20. Do I still have to pay? Like, do I get it for free? Can I ask a very serious question about the people who are asking that question? Are you serious? Like, you must know by now that anything you want to consume is not available to you over air. Like, if you want, like... That'd be the same, in my opinion, as you saying, hey, I see Netflix has got a new show out. Do I have to pay for it? And the answer is yes. You have to have Netflix in order to have it. Now, I understand the argument. Someone's going to be like, well, I already pay for Prime. I don't pay extra to watch Thursday night football on Prime. Why am I having to do it for this? Football's the only remaining sport in which the additional cost factor doesn't seem to matter. And eventually, by the way, it's going to get your ass, too. Signing up for Peacock, signing up for the, like, they're making you pay. They're just making you pay different. Baseball's 162 games. It's modeled a little bit differently. I think there's a pretty good chance it's going to be less than the $20.
Yeah, that I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I hope you're right on that. I don't know if we can say certainly that's going to be less than $19.99 a month. I don't know why it would be, honestly, unless Amazon's eating some of the cost. I have no idea. Someone was saying that, they had the Bally's channel on their DirecTV, so they hate this. This is not meaning Amazon's the only place you can get it. to my understanding. This would still
FanDuel
be...
FanDuel TV's on YouTube.
Yeah, like if you have YouTube TV or if you had the Bally's channel through your DirecTV, my guess is you will just be the FanDuel.
That'll be replaced. They're buying it.
It would not be the only avenue to watch. It just would be a distribution agreement that they've reached with Amazon Prime. And more people have the Amazon Prime app than they had the Bally app. And there's more reason to already have the Amazon app. And so for the Royals, if we're talking... So there's the fan element for you and to access it. Then there's also, if you're the Royals and you want to increase revenue and also interest in your team, there's somebody said they have a greater chance of getting people to watch their games if they have an option through the Amazon app, Prime Video, versus making people download the separate Bally app or whatever that wasn't feasible.
So like I see here on the text line, like, hey, they wonder why attendance is so low. How are you supposed to promote a team when it's not accessible on TV? I really do understand the sentiment because, and I think what happened here is the Chiefs are. You just got some rabbit ears, man, and you can watch the Chiefs. Every week you can watch the Chiefs. There's a reason why they're the most popular sport on the planet. I'm not trying to pretend that way. I do think that this makes them far, Gold, to your point, far more accessible than they have been. But if it's not that, like, I'll just be honest, this isn't like a Royals thing. There might be a team in all of Major League Baseball that's just available on an over-the-air channel.
I think the Diamondbacks might have done it last year, maybe, because they were dealing with their carriage agreement issues and all that. I'm not 100% sure, yeah, how many teams have done that. Some of it is, too, like you said, like, hey, you can watch Chiefs games with rabbit ears. If you're right in the Kansas City area, remember, we ran into this with the Peacock game, the wild card, last year. Heck, this year they're playing on Netflix. Now, I know a ton of people have Netflix, but
not as many as have Prime.
Yeah, I don't know the exact breakdown.
Right. Prime is the most. Yeah. I mean, it's by a mile.
Like, and so, that's on Christmas Day on Netflix only.
But here you can watch on the rabbit ears.
Here you get
the local radio, the local. But like the other thing is like I know that like this sounds self-serving. The games are available for free. I know you'd rather watch it with your eyeballs, but you can listen with your ears every single time right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Right.
So, like, it is technically, they have made it free and accessible to you, but like, but not the way I want. And you're like, yeah, I understand, but like, that, I don't know. I just feel like that's the way sports have been going. And the truth is, I feel like that's the way football's been going. They're just getting there slower. The smart thing football should do is protect local rights. Because that's what they've done for the most. Protect local rights. You know, just give yourself a chance that if you're in the Kansas City area, you still don't have to have some like crazy subscription to see it. But baseball's never going back.
Someone said they would like to know the TV ratings and numbers of sporting since they went to Apple TV. I get what you're getting at there. I would say, I don't know
if it's
an apples to apples comparison. No disrespect to sporting at all, but MLS is still, in terms of viewership, miles behind where baseball or football is. It just American football, that is. I wouldn't surprise me if there's less. Also, the product hasn't been as good since they switched over. Like, they coincided with that was the Sporting KC just hasn't been as good.
They got people in booths in wherever doing it. And Sporting, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I just mean like the actual team has since it coincided with them switching to Apple TV. Not related, but just that if the team was better, I think people would also have had more interest in Sporting the last year or so. I mean, there's the difference in the product. So we'll see. It's not a done deal that the Royals are going to do this, but it sure seems like that's the direction this is headed, and you would have the option to watch through Amazon Prime Video for an additional fee to be determined. We'll obviously keep an eye on this, but...
Quick question. Do people who like... So Fox Sports, like when it used to just be on YouTube TV, do you consider that...
Like the FSKC stuff?
Yeah, like, do you consider that, like, not having to pay for it? Because I think what's happening here is, like, if you can watch it on your already, like, say, DirecTV.
I think, yes, that's the way they consider it.
But, like, they're all part of packages there, too,
they're still
right?
buying a sports package. Yeah.
When I had cable TV and used to watch the Royals on the Royals TV network, when you're claiming, like, I paid for the sports package. I still paid for it.
Well, it's now. I have YouTube.
I have YouTube
TV.
I still
pay for it. So I have YouTube TV.
I don't know.
I want NFL Red Zone. I pay... is it $7.99? I'm not sure. I pay a certain fee to have an additional sports. I don't know if they call it Sports Plus or whatever.
I think that's what it is.
And it's NFL Network and like one or two other channels on top of what I pay monthly. Like, that's just the way this stuff works. Like, I would love to just get Red Zone without having to pay an extra
$7. I hate getting nickel and dime too. It stinks, but like, I don't know.
So we'll see.
So somebody asked if FanDuel TV is on YouTube TV. It is, but it is a part of that add-on.
That same Sports Plus thing I'm discussing.
There's always add-ons and all that other stuff. Whether you have Prime, whether it's on whatever,
I will
you're
going
to have to pay something.
If someone could invent an app where I could just like essentially set it up like cable between the apps, now we're talking. Like, that's the biggest problem with Prime versus like if it's just on YouTube TV. You know this works. You're watching a baseball game and you got 2 minutes. You're like, let me go see what's on. I don't care. Let me go see that home they were remodeling. Sometimes you do want that ability to like switch between things. And all the apps have made that a little more challenging.
Yeah. Well, that's why
with live stuff.
If it'll actually stay to where you can have FanDuel KC or whatever they're calling it on YouTube TV, then it's the best thing ever. Then I won't even use the Amazon app. I would just have it, to your point, being able to change channels. That was a big issue for a lot of people.
I feel that, Cody, with the switching apps thing, because there's times like Thursday night, I'll watch. If I'm watching the Thursday night game, I don't want to have to go to YouTube TV to then check the score of something else if the game's a snoozer. Like I wanted to be able to have it to where I can just scroll down and just pick a new channel and it's right there.
With games I don't care about, like sports in particular, like let's just say it's Thursday night, it's like they got a better chance of me catching a quarter of Bears Panthers, right? If it's just on, but I can just like go away from it from a quarter and they'd be like, it's a commercial. Let me go say that football game's on. That'll give me something to watch for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Television viewing has changed a lot in that because now we all just like binge watch something on Netflix. You turn on Stranger Things and just watch through four episodes in a row. I kind of miss the like being able to bounce back and forth. Maybe that's undiagnosed adult ADHD. I don't know.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.